Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Rotten apple by the poison tree. All these females need to email to make noise, and nothing's changing a lot. He f*** with my authority, then he shells seashells, but not by the seashore. If he gang banging or not, as simple as the alphabet. He F with me, that G shall surely see. He definitely is about it. His retail fraud, he's weak. The honest gesture, the trigger finger round the diamond.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. This is a song called Detroit vs. Everybody. It came out a while ago. Eminem put it together. It's got Royce da 5'9". It's got Big Sean. It's got Danny Brown. Now, if you listen to it, you would think Danny Brown, you can't understand him because he's screaming. Do you know what Rap Genius is, fellas?
Yeah.
Go to Rap Genius, put in Detroit vs. Everybody, look at Danny Brown's lyrics, and click on what they mean, and it's insanity. Because it's all local Detroit stuff, but it doesn't matter. He has a line in there that if you see the picture, he says, the Zan got me cross-eyed, and then he mentions a lawyer that does television commercials in Detroit. It's fantastic. It is something to behold. Now, Flynn is in studio, and Flynn played 11 years in the NFL, and I'm starting to figure out how he played 11 years. He was more cerebral than the other people.
Wiley.
Yeah, you took everything with a grain of salt.
He described as an old grandmother by his former head coach, Brian Billick.
Billick loves bringing this up.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great description.
But you don't have to talk to Billick a lot if you're on the team, right?
No, not really.
Yeah,
Full disclosure, though, when you first get in the, you know, when you first get into football, and you know, high school, and then in the rah-rahs, I mean, there's something to that, but then you become pro-ized. And after...
You become an adult.
An adult, yes. I'd be one. Well, I never became an adult. It's certainly...
No, but you became at least an adolescent. You became someone who, just would roll your eyes when someone's being corny. Because we were talking about if Gronkowski comes out, and then we were using the example of a what's-his-face from the Cowboys.
Witten.
And I tell you the difference is, and I think that Flynn agrees with me, is that Witten's just like a tryhard. And we were talking about it. Like, that he'll come back and he'll make some speech about, you know, you got to take, you know, you take, don't take this for granted. This is,
yes.
We're one of the, you know, we're the chosen few that are allowed to do this.
Once you leave, it's hard to come back. And I came back because this is the championship team. And
yeah. And so the whole thing is that, and to that, I would say, well, if I'm 22 to 25, 26 years old, what the hell do I care about Jason Witten? And second of all, I got my own things to worry about.
If now, you're tight end, Witten just came in and took my job. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, old man. Like, go, like, you know.
Play your 1 year and go back wherever you came from.
Yeah, you and the coach go into a room together and make out because it's about you're, don't act like you're my second coach. So I would imagine that gets very old. I know that I know one guy that played football for the Lions. He's the only guy I know outside of you and Zolak that played football that I've talked to on several occasions. And John Kitna was like super, super religious. Remember Kitna used to wear that hat with like the cross on it?
Yeah.
And he completely decimated that locker room because he would make these like big religious speeches and like 3/4 of the team would be like rolling their eyes and walking away. But then, like, a third of the team got super into it. So he would have, these things at his house and, like,
Bible studies.
Daily Bible study. Oh, yeah. And, like, so could you see that? Like,
oh, God, yeah. There was a run for the Ravens like that where there was heavy, like, Bible studies and.
Was Ray Lewis leading the charge there?
I can't remember. I
don't know when the Ray Lewis act of...
I know, I'm trying
started.
To get nailed down like, a day here.
No, but I remember walking through the locker room and going to the coaches' meetings, and Jack Del Rio came up to me and asked me if I do these Bible studies, and I thought he was kidding. I was like, no. I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I did my time.
I've done my time.
I know every story in that book, bro. Like, there's nothing. Like, you know, they kind of like got to like. Listen, I know every story in that book. I've read it frontwards and back. So he'd force you. He'd hand you these daily,
like affirmations.
It's this like little book. And it requires that you read a certain passage or story in the Bible, and you'd have thoughts on it. And he goes, you read this, and like, I'll quiz you or something like that. So now it's like, then I'm like,
because you're smart. So this is all like, are
one
these
doesn't
guys
have
just
to do
like,
with the other. I don't want to go to work and deal with this.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that like he's trying to manipulate you in a way that.
You're my coach and like
coach football. Like I'm not like a piece of clay. I'm an adult. I'm not a piece of clay to be molded, you know.
But then they had Bible studies during the work day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I never went and you know, we end up having like they had like a reverend there and stuff, and I'm like, oh God. We did the only thing that was like required, they did have like the night of before the games you could go. And they had a whatever it was, and I wouldn't go, you know. Not that I, and then the reverend would always bust my ass. But oh, when are you gonna show up? I'm like, you know what? I just flew into Seattle. I'm playing the Seahawks tomorrow. Like I got bigger fish to fry. You know,
right.
I'm about to like lay it on the line for like 3.5 hours. Like I want to stay in my room. I'm watching a movie. But yeah, I mean, it could divide it if like.
Well, it did with the Lions.
I'll say, you know, it was really prevalent when I was down in Jacksonville. There was a lot of, born again, I guess is the word, but they would really study the Bible, and there was a big divide because Mark Brunell, like leaders on the team, were really into it. So it is uncomfortable because I'm just a rookie going in there. It's when I was on the practice squad, like, oh, I just want to go out and have like 8 or 9 Miller Lights and eat some tacos and like, that's it, dude. I don't want to.
Well, at least he wasn't
this.
Giving you financial advice.
True.
All right. So there's two ways to look at what I'm about to read you. And one, I think, is very sage advice because this is being spun away that I think is not the way that it should be spun. So Luan, who's the kid that played tackle at Michigan, who's a prick, has Bustin' with the Boys podcast with some guy that used to be on the Titans. And they had Vrabel on. Now, do you know Vrabel?
No.
Okay. But Vrabel was like a big try-hard guy too, right?
He was a good player, though.
No, he was very
good.
So Luan says Matt Neely, who is an assistant for the show, said he would cut off his penis for Uno Super Bowl. And I said, no, you would not do that. Would you cut off your unit for a Super Bowl? Vrabel said, married 20 years? Yeah, probably. And Luan says, you've got three, because he's won three. As a player, you will be married for 20 years one day. You won't need it. And Luan says, if you come home with a bag of ice, and Jen is like, oh, honey, what did you do? I cut my, you know what, off. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, eh, or would she be upset? And he said, she'd be like, you, do you want me to do it? Do you want me to do it now? And to that, I would say, Vrabel has a point. After 20 years of marriage.
I think you'd have to look where you are in the marriage.
Yeah.
3 or 4 kids. 20 years in marriage.
Yeah, and then like if short of like a death or something, if you want to keep your money, and so you don't want to get a divorce, the money is more important to you.
Oh, and it, at some point it is.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And so like after 20 years of marriage, is that outlandish? That like if a genie came to you, because like when you're 18, you would say like I wouldn't give like a, but if someone said like. I'll give you perfect health until you're 100. You can do whatever you want. You'll be in. You'll have the energy of a 20-year-old. And well, maybe that's not a good thing. But you can do whatever you want. You'll have unlimited funds. Your kids will be healthy. I'd make that consideration.
I think you're, and after 20-odd years of marriage, I think your wife would be happy with that.
I think she'd be fine.
Because I think it would save her a lot of trouble, too.
I just think that she would be upset because it would be making a statement like you know, who cares? But I think if it came down to it, like, really, how much would it matter? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we could be billionaires, we could do whatever we want, but maybe once every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like 20 years of marriage. I mean, the man is not making a bad point.
I don't know if you would want to do it over a Super Bowl, but maybe 20 years of marriage. It's a different conversation.
Not a Super Bowl, but you know, there might be something that I would be willing to do that for.
20 years of marriage, that's the key. And kids.
And kids. You have to have kids.
You know, you've had kids.
Yes. All right, so
a chance.
Is there a were all your coaches like that? Like people that were not like necessarily
Hardo, different? The Hardo
that you really believe would have given anything to win a Super Bowl, like that, like it completely consumed them, that they had no life outside of football?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of coaches that don't have life outside of football. Doesn't mean that they cut off their,
I'm using that as a metaphor.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of coaches that would, I mean, they have. I've seen it where they sacrifice, you know, wife and kids and that kind of dynamic to, and then some of it's the nature of the game because it's this idea that you need to be there 24/7. And so I could definitely, and there's probably players that are very committed to the game that I'm sure ruin relationships, but I mean, it was very important to me. I mean, it certainly consumed me for 11 years.
But it's funny because Welker was in here, and he was, when he was the receivers coach at, where was it?
Houston, Welker, right?
Houston. And he was the receivers coach, and he was talking to Ninkovich about all the BS they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has to print out, like,
set films.
Like, of all 22.
Clips,
like,
and all that.
No,
yeah.
No, but, like, black and white pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Of what was going on, and Ninkovich was saying how much of a pain in the ass it is, and then Ninkovich retired like 2 days later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is a lot of minutia that these guys do that's completely unnecessary.
I think it's unnecessary. I've always joked around, one of my friends is in that business, personnel guy, and I was like, I go, dude, like, why do you say that? And he worked under, like, Parcells, and he goes, because, like, the head guy goes there at 4 a.m. So what am I going to do?
Right.
So you kind of like have to, and then you just gets ingrained in you. But like less is more. I was like, yeah, because the guys at the Ravens, these guys, not the coaches. The coaches definitely in season, but like even the personnel guys, I go, they go there, and then I'm like, they're shooting hoops.
Yeah.
They're BSing with the guys in the left side. I'm like, if you just did what you had to do, you wouldn't be there all day.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
the thing is that Welker was like, I printed these things. I have to print these things out, and literally not one time in my career did I ever look at them.
No, it's a lot of busy work.
Yeah, and then Ninkovich,
because coaches need to cover their bases. They feel like less is more, but that's not the mentality. You got to run more plays. You got to do stuff like that. But yeah, so I do think coaches could be crazy like that. Most of these like rah rah guys, it's kind of, you know, you roll your eyes. The closest one we had, John Fossil was our offensive coordinator, and I love the guy, actually. And the way he talked, I can't do it justice. You have to be, but he'd always say, like, don't you? You know, don't you? We love this, don't we? And you know, he came up there and gave the speech like, you guys, you know you love this, right? We'd all do it for free, right? And I think he wanted, it wasn't a rhetorical, we love it, we do it free, wouldn't we? I think he wanted, like, yeah, hell yeah, we would.
Yeah,
and you could hear a pin drop, and everybody looked around and started laughing. I'm like, do what for free? Like, this guy's like, he's like Belushi in Animal House, and, you know, like trying to get the troops fired up, or like looking at each other and like, we do this for free, right? I'm like, no, we wouldn't do it for free.
No, there's not a whole lot I do for free, friend.
And we wouldn't kill ourselves, take years of our life for free.
Yeah, anywhere I have to be, I'm getting paid.
But coaches are nuts, though. I mean, there's that Hardo coach, and then there's like, look at Belichick. You don't think he sacrificed like his life for football?
Certainly up to a point.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, would they physically mutilate somebody? I know it's a metaphor, but no, but they'd ruin a lot. It's nuts. And but it meant a lot to me, though. I wouldn't say I ruined any type of relationship.
No,
but,
well, you obviously didn't. You have, you're very close to your kids and your wife and everything. You got a kid who's a big superstar that's doing stuff with Mulaney, which I'm very jealous of. That he's already overtaken me, and I've spent a life in this business, and your son is at...
How old's your son now?
He's 12.
Yeah. 12, and he's, you know, Broadway and acting jobs. Yeah, he's working with Mulaney.
You know what I think you would, and I we were talking this off the air, though? Like, you would appreciate him because if I feel like if he ever accept, like, it'd be some sort of, like, dark comedy, sarcastic, like, which is right up my alley.
Yeah, same with
so
me.
Maybe it's kind of like I push that on, but I think that's by far the best comedy. Oh, my God, isn't it just, like, the shows that I gravitate to? So I think potentially, like, the sarcasm in him could be great.
Perfect.
Well, Mulaney's a brilliant guy. So if he's involved in any project with him, he's in a good hand. All right. We will be back in just a few moments.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Right off the rotten apple by the poison tree. All these females need to email to make noise, and nothing's changing a lot. He f*** with my authority, then he shells seashells, but not by the seashore if he gets.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Top. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, nice and smooth.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick. Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And the Women's World Cup team, they won the gold medal. And I didn't care for that. I did not like the women's soccer team. They bothered me. I thought it was much ado about nothing.
I got to tell you, Fred, after watching the ticker tape parade and watching Megan Rapinoe, you know, address the crowd and then the ESPYs thing, I've had my fill. I'm done.
I just think that lauding them as these, like, you know, the game-changing in terms of the society, I think is way overblown. I mean, they won. They did what they did what they're good at, but I don't think that the U.S., I mean, any women's team that wins the Women's World Cup is a positive influence for girls.
Right? I think it's more along the lines of pushing forward a professional league in this country. And in its own small way, that gives women more opportunities to play.
Well, I don't have a problem. If there's a market for it and they want to have a women's professional, God bless.
They tried it once before, and that's when the women won in 99. They made it. They made a professional league out of it, and then ultimately it failed. There was a team here in Boston, and it failed, and now they're back at it again.
Yeah.
And I think maybe this will push it toward further success. But as far as societal impact, I think you're close to the truth.
Yeah. I mean, you had the Rubino, who was, she's been very vocal about her political beliefs, and that's fine. Good for her. She has the mouthpiece. But in terms of just winning the World Cup, I don't know how that changes society in any way, shape, or form. And also, I'm the only one who seems to bother. They lost to a 15-and-under team. They lost to the Dallas FC or FC Dallas's
FC Dallas
15
yes.
and under team.
Yeah, I sent you guys
Did you
an
know
article.
That, Flynn?
No, that's being very overblown.
Well, it happened.
That is a like friendly tune-up game that nobody cared about.
It was
you
2 years
know, those
ago.
Boys brought it as hard as they
ago.
Could.
Well,
yes.
We had guys that called in that said that this was not a unique experience.
Yeah, it happened before. Did he say to the 99 team? He might have said to the 99 team.
He said the 99 team, and then he said the
they beat them like 7-0 or something.
And then like some professional. Yeah. Women's team that like the kids.
Oh, that's right. That was the Boston team. The Boston Breakers came and played like a 14-and-under team, and the 14-and-under guys team beat them 7-0.
And don't
that's
you think, Mike, at some point, Mike Lockhart, don't you think at some point, like, pride takes over, and if you're down a couple goals, like, you start trying?
I don't know. I honestly don't think they really cared that much, to tell you the truth.
Well, to hell with you. Well, now, where is this? The women's team was talking?
Yeah, so they, you know, everything winds down. You have your parade, and then you go on the nighttime shows, and then you kind of disappear like all the rest of the sports. So last night they were on Jimmy Kimmel, and of course Jimmy Kimmel had to bring up the White House and Trump and if they'll be invited.
Who's on?
It's Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, that's who you got. You shouldn't even ask. That's who you got.
Yeah, those are the two.
That's
yeah.
my
And then there's
the
everybody
two.
Else, yep. yeah.
Okay.
Megan, you quite famously now said that you were not interested in visiting the White House. He said he was going to invite you guys to the White House. He hasn't invited you to the White House yet. I'm guessing you won't go to the White House if he does invite you, unless he asks really nicely. But I also don't want to cheat you out of the experience of visiting the White House. So we prepared something special for you. And if you would just go ahead and throw open those curtains and ladies... This is for you.
This is fast
yours.
Food.
This is 5,000 chicken nuggets and a couple of actors pretending to be Secret Service guys. And I'm going to tell you something. If you really are the champions, we know you are. The three of us will eat all of these.
All right, so...
Many French fries.
So we were looking at this place for my son's... Bar mitzvah that's in 2 years, and we booked the place, and then but they don't do the catering, so he's like some people use Chinese food, and I thought, okay, say there's like 100 and some odd people there, like say there's like 150 people there, what can you imagine if you got $500 worth of Taco Bell, and you just like put it on like two tables?
It'd be great.
Now like people would look down on that. But if you go to a bar mitzvah and you're like, oh, I got to go to this bar mitzvah, you probably don't want to go. And then you walk in and there's all that Taco Bell sitting there.
Yeah. Perfect for the age range.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the brushback. I think it would be great.
It would be a high risk reward. It really would be.
That's
I mean, it
thing.
Has a chance to be the best thing ever, and then it has a real chance to blow
would
up in
you,
your face.
You may have to shut down a store if you bought like $500-$600 worth of food there.
But $500 at Taco Bell easily feeds 150
Tell
people.
Me there's not a catering wing that you can call?
I bet you they can cater. Yeah. Like, I bet you can call
I'm not
somebody.
Kidding.
You wouldn't have to
sure.
go up to the drive-thru.
It has to be a
no,
catering
No, you couldn't
section.
Go to the drive-thru.
Yeah,
you'd
but
have
you know
to order well
now.
In advance.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you would have to, I mean, you would have to double overtime for people.
I bet you would taste very good.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you and the immediate family would love it, but I'm sure there'll be some people who look down.
Oh, my wife's never going to let me do that. But the
I would imagine there's a lot of people that look down on Fred anyway, so it's like,
yeah.
Don't pander to them.
That's
Fred.
Absolutely
do what you
true.
Want,
That's
you
know? Absolutely
we have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers.
Many, many French fries. Well, that's the best thing. Yeah, you're right, by the way. I have people come up to me all the time and say, I never listen to your show, but I happen to hear.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Okay, so so you got the Taco Bell there. If you go to someone's house, like on a Sunday, and they say, we want you to come over and watch a football game with us, the most I've ever fallen in love with a friend immediately was I had a friend who, because usually you go and they've made food like idiots and no one wants to eat it and like kids' hands have been in it. And it's not going to be as good as if you got it from somewhere else. Like anytime someone makes food, go to hell. Like, you know, like go order food from somewhere. I don't need your homemade crap unless you're some kind of unless you're grilling or something like that. Yeah. That's fine. I don't want to eat your lasagna at your dumb house. Like I'll eat it from somewhere that makes it for a living. But, so he had, what he did is he took like two bags of Taco Bell and just jumped, laid them on a table. And I said, this is going to be the greatest day.
How good were the soft taco, hard taco, you
go,
nachos?
Oh, yeah. You go, it was bean burritos, chicken soft tacos. Oh. You go off the menu, you get the Baja Chicken Chalupa.
Yeah, I had a friend once that he went through a year period where he would just like go out while, when we were drinking and come back with like 25 hamburgers, and it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, it's because someone has made the commitment. And especially where I live now, because Newton's fascist and they won't let you have like fast food places. Right. There's only like the high-end ones like Be Good and like Chipotle and stuff.
You got Shake Shack up the road a little bit there.
Yeah, but Shake Shack isn't...
Like, Shake Shack's too bougie.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go in. Rich, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, gentlemen. So, 2011, I was wrapping up 8 years in the Marine Corps, but every time I would go, we would go into the field. The fuel farm on Pendleton is right next to a McDonald's. We'd call the night before to order however many breakfast sandwiches, so for a company of 150 guys, we'd get, can I get 300 breakfast sandwiches? And they knew the deal. We'd give them the credit card number, and then we'd drive, get fuel, and someone would walk over, pick it up, and it's a couple boxes. But we did it all the time because we were tired of eating. The meals rejected by everyone.
Yeah, that's the fantasy. Now, I don't like McDonald's breakfast, but that is the fantasy. People want McDonald's serving breakfast all the time. Ugh. But again, if you have some, you go to someone's house, oh, I made hors d'oeuvres. Go screw yourself. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, I was just out in Vegas in January. I know for Taco Bell, for $500, you can get married. So I'm sure they got to have something prepared for occasions like that. The real question is, how much does it cost to have a rabbi bless it?
Okay, wait. All right. So wait, you can have a wedding in Taco Bell?
In Taco Bell, yeah. They got like two or three floors with a DJ and, yeah, $500. It's on the menu right under the good-to-go wraps there.
Now, will I have to, but you don't have to have kosher food at a bar mitzvah. That does not have to be blessed by a rabbi. I don't imagine that you would have to have that.
Well, you should probably check that out before you get your menu, Fred. It's kind of a big deal.
I'm not going to worry about anything being kosher, please. They were telling us that Lee's Burgers in Newton does it. And that's cheeseburgers. Okay. So that's automatically it's not kosher. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, we're getting married next month, and we have Chick-fil-A and Five Guys catering our wedding.
See, you're a genius.
That's
because
awesome.
You think that if you go to a wedding, and then it's like you get to pick chicken or steak, and it's never good.
Well, for how many people are going to this wedding?
I don't know.
I hung up on it.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, but that's the thing. When Trump put out the fast food, that's one of the few things he's done that I thought was ingenious.
No, I thought it was... I didn't get the backlash.
No, I didn't either.
Like, what do you want to get a flavor? I bet you the kids loved it.
But the funny... the only thing that was how proud
all
he was.
The stuff he's done, right? Like, that's like...
But he was so proud of it. That was, like, the greatest thing. But he's like, many, many French fries.
Yeah, the picture of him with his hands up, like, posing in front of it.
Like, he was so proud of himself. Because it was a fantasy for him. He's the guy that put out, like, Happy Mexican Independence Day, and he was eating a Taco Bell salad. Which, by the way, who the hell has ever gotten a Taco Bell salad?
Yeah, it's very healthy.
Do they make it?
They do make a salad.
It's 10 times worse for you than anything else on the menu. Oh, boy.
Right. I did look it up. You can't get married in Taco Bell in Vegas. Wow.
Yeah, I think that they have, like, it's a legitimate restaurant.
No, yeah, it's $600, 15 people, T-shirts, private reception.
T-shirts.
Taco brand.
You know,
Taco
you're at
Bell
a great
branded champagne flutes. Taco 12-pack full of tacos and Cinnabon Delights.
Oh, man.
And a sauce packet bouquet.
All right. That's even bad for me.
This is perfect. You should see
there.
If they get some sort of...
Oh, man.
I mean, they must... what would be the closest one? Because you said they don't have fast food in Newton.
This place is in Canton, so Canton. I would imagine there's one around Canton.
Okay.
Yeah. They got no rules there.
Hey, Natick's wide open. Come out.
Yeah,
visit.
In Walpole, there's a very close Taco Bell.
Okay,
10 minutes from Ken.
Okay. Well, that would be the deal. I'll be pushing for it. I know we're going to have a nacho bar. That I know.
Mm-hmm.
That I know.
Pretty good.
All right. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. Okay, so this was just brought to my attention during the last break. All right, what happened now? What's the deal with all this club crap?
We were talking about, I don't know how we got into it, and anybody else on the show that was here yesterday, feel free to jump in here.
The Pauly D talk, he might not go see Pauly D, that's how.
Oh, okay, he might not go see Pauly D in Las Vegas.
I wouldn't see Pauly D in Las Vegas. I followed him on Instagram. I think he's phony baloney.
Yeah, we were talking about $50 to wait in line, or it's $1,000 if you want to buy a table with bottle service, and they give you $750 of lousy whiskey to sit there. Anyway, that's how it came up. And I said, I'm not necessarily a glow stick type of guy. And then somehow I got roped into it. Rich was like, if we're number one in the ratings when the book comes out tomorrow or later today, meaning yesterday, will you go to the Grand? I'll get us a table. You go to the Grand.
What planet is this happening on?
I said, okay. So, I mean, that's how it happened.
So this is how we're living now?
Apparently.
Number one, man, you got to act the part.
Why the hell, first of all, would I go to a club? Like, I couldn't get laid at a club if I was single. Why would I possibly want to sit at a table at some douchey club? Like, on what planet?
Can I take your spot, Fred?
Go ahead, Mike. Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Esoteric's in. He's going.
Oh, he's not going to go get bottle service at a club.
Apparently he is.
Oh, please.
That's what I understand to be true.
No, he's not going to do that. When is all this bottle service all of a sudden started happening? Like, all of a sudden, everything's bottle service.
I don't have to pay for it. All I have to do is show up.
I want to do it out of just, what are you, some douchebag? You're going to go sit at some dumb club with bottle service?
It's one night.
Yeah, but then you have your own little section with your table. They make your drink for you.
But so I can listen to horrible music around horrible people.
You got a fist bump.
Oh, this
you got
sounds cool.
Close to a fist
I love
bump.
This.
So the worst people on the planet, sitting the other idiots, that's been $1,000 for a table.
Fred,
I've gotten bottle service one time, and it was
once. Come on,
I swear to God, and it was in New York City when I was probably 23, and I had a friend who was burning money through cocaine and bottle service, and I just followed him around because I didn't know how to get anywhere in New York City, and I was intimidated by it. Why? Okay, this sounds like a punishment.
This Rich was like, right, so, I'm into this, whatever.
So Rich now is into like dance clubs with like awful people?
Apparently.
Now, why of all the places in the world to go, why would you possibly want to go to a nightclub that has bottle service?
As I said, I don't have to pay for it.
I'd pay not to go.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the people that go to these places? They're awful. They're terrible people.
It's been a while since
music,
I've been there.
The music is absolutely disgusting.
Uh-huh.
I like this.
Like, if I was in super good shape and single in, like, 25 and, like, had a hedge fund,
right?
I would do that. Maybe once, but I'd still hate myself.
I just, I'm... Can you think of a grand?
Can you think of a...
The grand in Boston?
That's what I said.
I just looked up where the table service is. Have you seen the pictures? It's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Rich got table services at the Grand in December for us.
It was expensive.
Did you go, Fred?
No.
He had ducked out.
I ducked out. Yeah, I didn't. What were you going to say, Bird?
You left.
Bird, would you go get table service?
Everyone else on the show was thumbs up.
You wouldn't do that.
Every single person on the show was thumbs up yesterday.
Why would you go?
Nick, Mike, Bird, Tracy, all in yesterday.
People watch.
Tracy, I'm ashamed of you. Why would you? That seems like a sensory nightmare. Now, what are we wearing to this club?
Jeans, black shirt.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Jeans, black shirt.
See, I don't even think that that's
appropriate.
It doesn't
need to be tight, but it needs to be black shirt.
Yeah, I think that's more like late 90s attire.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
You're dressed like Seinfeld.
What is it, Mike?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm living in the suburbs, though.
All right, you and me both. I'm no different.
So
than
I'm
you.
Looking at a picture right now. People took it.
Why would I possibly?
Just looking. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 guys in the picture that all have a black shirt on.
Oh, okay, well, fantastic.
So I would think that, I don't know when this is from. Hold on, I'll tell you.
All right.
This is from February 2019.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's still t-shirt time on the Jersey Shore.
The guy in the screen clapping his hand, black shirt.
Mm-hmm. Is he wearing that glow stick necklace?
All right, 617-779-0985. Five calls says it all. Would you go for free to a club that had bottle service in whatever the hell that music is?
To watch wallet covered in glow sticks and fist pump, I might go for
that. If there's glow sticks, then do ecstasy. If you're not doing ecstasy, there's no point of a glow stick unless you're a two-year-old.
There's a picture on this
unless,
Bob Kraft.
Okay, if you guys all take ecstasy, I'll go. Because there's no other reason to go.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big leap there. I mean, anything else?
First of all, I don't even know if they still hand out glow sticks, but the whole point of that is to be on ecstasy. It's not to sit there and like be like ripping down vodka cranberries.
Maybe. I did find a picture of Bob Kraft that he went to the Grand all black. Black shirt, black pants.
Well, Kraft makes his own decision.
Yes. Yeah, he's just saying. My point is the black
all right, Mike,
shirt and jeans.
Mike,
works.
Are you going bottle service at a like normal person club like that?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go. Fred, I got a quick question. Do you go to Narcotics Anonymous?
No, why?
Because I'm hearing on Twitch that you do.
Oh, people on Twitch are saying I go to Narcotics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that break into my drinking a little bit? I don't think you can go to Narcotics Anonymous and then turn around and drink 5 days a week.
Poser.
I don't think that it works like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not on Narcotics Anonymous. I've never had a problem with drugs. That I can tell you. I've never done any street drug.
So we have one for glow stick. All right. Let's go. Number two.
All right. John, go ahead.
Hey, Frederick. Have you ever had fun in your life?
Yes, not at a place like that, though. I have fun quite often.
Let me ask you.
What would be fun about that?
What was the last thing you did? What was the last thing you did that you would consider fun?
I don't remember off the top.
For everyone.
Wait, listen. How would that be fun?
What was it? No. What was
I don't remember.
You, that you consider fun.
I don't remember.
For everyone.
Huh? I don't remember. It? You tell me what would be fun about that.
You're just so miserable, dude.
Why? Because I don't want to go to a douchey club?
Enjoy your life.
I enjoy my life fine. I don't need to go to some douchey club. I don't need to go to some douchey club full of douchebags.
Hey, maybe you're the douche. Maybe you're the
maybe
douche.
Maybe I am. But you know what? I'll give you 100-1 odds that I'm not.
That's what I thought, pal.
What do you want to fight? That's a perfect example of the kind of jackass that's going to be there.
We have two for glow stick. Call three. Let's go. Two glow stick, zero Fred.
Michelle, go ahead. Glow sticks. We
so,
sound like
when
the
you're
biggest
young,
nerds.
Bottle clubs are fun and all that. The hype of it is great, but there's no ecstasy involved. But now that I'm 38, would I go? Negative. First of all, like, I don't want to spend $1,000 or plus to have a good time. But when you're 20, that's what you do. You have a good time. You're dancing with your friends. But not when you're older. It's a totally different vibe.
No.
All right.
I don't have time for any of that crap. When was the last time you had fun? I don't know off the top of my head. Flynn, when was the last time you had fun?
Don't put me on the spot, Fred. You got backed into a corner and now you're lashing out at me.
When was the last time you had like a lot of fun?
It's been a while.
Yeah, like, see? Who remembers?
I thought Wallen would have an answer to this.
No. I'm no better than you there. I don't know.
Stan's birthday party. I mean, like, what do you want me to say? Certainly not a club like that.
Yeah, you get older, it's the simple things in life, like actually getting sleep.
That was a lot of fun.
And the thing is, you remember that day for like months afterwards.
I drank a six-pack of Miller Lite without anybody asking me to do
that. That was fun. That's true. Kids over at a friend's house for 3 hours.
Why would I spend
money? Lots of fun.
I'm not going to get laid. I'm going to be around people outside of the table that I find to be just human scum. I hate the music.
When you have one of these, you know that. It's not like you're with the masses. You are insulated.
Yeah, but you can't talk to anybody. It's too loud.
That's true.
And you're not dancing because you're not a moron. So what are you
going
to do?
Yeah, you spend the whole night going,
what?
Mike, have you been there? Have you been there?
The Grand, yeah.
Yeah. Is it super loud?
I don't remember. I was hungover for 3 days. I don't.
All right.
That was the night of December. I bailed early. Yeah. I remember you reminded me.
I bailed.
You and I were both. Well, you were out like before you got to the dinner that night, if I remember correctly.
You had
a lot of fun before you showed up at dinner.
No, it was the opposite.
You did, that's right.
I went right, to the fault. Grand,
to
then
the
I
grand
went to dinner,
first,
and I got
yes.
loaded, and then I went home.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I don't like being around the management when I've been drinking.
No, I remember now. Yep.
All right. Okay.
I just want to crawl in a corner and die.
Yep. That was the last time I had fun. All right, we'll be right back. We'll find out what Hardy and Bertrand have on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. Hardy was just in here, but he's not here right now.
So it's not just Zolak.
So he was saying that, he lived in Vegas and he did drugs in Vegas, and he's only been to bottle service once. I'm telling you, I was just talking to Hardy about it. Either you're young and good-looking, or you got a tremendous amount of cocaine. These are the only ways you're walking out with
money,
a girl.
Or money, right? Or if you're just rich.
But I don't know how you would, like, a girl could... See, I think that if you're, like, old and ugly like me, and you have, like, a lot of money, and you're, like, buying things, it's kind of like, see you later at the end of the night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, if you just, like, bought them drinks and champagne all night... Then they'll go like, thanks, it was great to meet you, and give you a fake number and be on their way. Let alone being married and have to sit there. I'm telling you, I don't get it. I don't get it with you people. And by the way, none of us can remember the last time we had fun.
It's true.
Yeah, we've been trying to
brainstorm,
racking our brains to figure it out. As I said, fun, it's a sliding scale of expectations.
Well, listen, I'm in the minority here. You guys are all for it. Bird is not.
Bird said yes yesterday.
Yeah, but he'd go because it's free. Yeah.
Not paying for it.
Do they serve food there?
I don't think so.
I thought there would be.
No, there's pigs in a blanket.
That's why we go.
They have jalapeno poppers.
They had them all waiting for us when we arrived.
They don't have potato skins
that
there.
Night. I know.
Can I get an order of potato skins?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no food, then I'm out.
I know.
I'd assume there'd be some sort of like bar menu there.
Yeah, absolutely. They got sliders. They got the whole nine.
I got a lot of girls in there. I'll order potato skins.
All right, so you were in Vegas, and you were not sober in Vegas.
Sometimes.
About half and half. 50-50.
There was a time in Vegas where
you were not sober. 50-50.
All right, so even in those late nights and in days that went on, or parties that went on for days, you only got bottle service once.
Yeah, a couple of I probably don't remember a couple in there, but you know, with record people sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's a different thing.
That's a different thing. And that's just, you know, you kind of got to go do it. Yeah, almost have to pretend. But what really angers me about topics like this is guys like Mike Flynn, who just angers me in general. He's like, you don't like bottle service. Oh, you suck. You don't like bottle service either.
That's what I said.
I can't imagine you doing anything but laying in a pool with your growler full of beer. And like drinking that way. You want to go to a nightclub?
You know how many times I've probably had bottle service? I could probably count like you on my one.
Right. I had fun on Wednesday playing golf.
10 years.
I had fun on Wednesday playing golf.
Okay. We're all have fun.
Yes. I had fun on Wednesday playing golf. I played with three guys I liked. We played ready golf. We got out of there before 2 hours. I had some beers.
Wait, you got nine holes, right?
Yeah, only nine. I don't care.
Okay. Is that a load off for your back? You can finally answer this question.
I just remember the last time I had a good time, and it was 2 days ago. So how do you like that?
I was thinking of that same thing when somebody asked you. That's a tough question.
It is, isn't it?
When's the last time you legitimately had fun?
I know.
Well, I enjoyed teaching my son how to...
The first thing I thought was watching my son play baseball. And I'm like, you can't say that.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
Nope.
It's not real
fun.
It's golf.
But you guys, listen, I'm in the minority. And if some caller got real mad at me, sounded like he wanted to fight because I didn't want to go get bottle service.
I know Flynn got mad at me, too. It's like, you don't like it either. What are you getting mad at me for?
No, I don't care. I just want to go. I thought they had sliders. I thought I could get some food there.
He legitimately did. He legitimately.
I'll have five Tito's and soda and have like some sliders.
Flynn legitimately thought that there was a bar menu.
Yeah, why wouldn't there be? I mean, you could do anything in VIP, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, mozzarella sticks and chicken wings.
Flynn legitimately thought that there would be a bar menu. He thought that they could.
I've been out with Richard Wallach. It's entertaining. They're great guys.
I didn't say going out with Richard Wallach. I love going out with Richard Wallach.
I mean, I'll do, you know.
I'd go to a lovely restaurant. I'm not afraid to spend money. I'll go to a wonderful restaurant.
We had a good time that night.
Yeah, if you guys want to go to a bar with that has live music or something, I'll do it. I'm not going to some douche club where I don't do drugs, and I don't, and none of those girls, even if I wanted to, would sleep with me. So there's really no reason to go. None. Except to be annoyed. All right. Okay. What do you got going today, Hardy? I'll tell you what. It's an easy 4 hours to fill.
We're going to break down the start of the Sox-Dodgers series.
Yeah.
Red Sox.
Yeah, baby.
The whole series. Just game one.
We're just going to do.
Oh, you don't want to rush into it.
No, we're going to do 4 hours of game one breakdown.
Good for you. Well, listen, it's a set of piece over here in Wimbledon. All right, Mike Flynn, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
We will be at the golf tournament on Monday. Hope to see you there. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.